KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Really happy to be joined by a band that I've been following for several years and for now has made it pretty big in the alternative world. Ryan Kattner from Man Man on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you for coming on, dude, and congrats of the success of On Odie Pawn and Head On over the past year. It must have been a really cool 2013 for you.
It's definitely been interesting, you know.
What does that mean?
We've been a band for a while, and then it, you know, we finally have a song that has somehow managed to connect with people, like more people. And
yeah,
it's been really, really exciting for us.
Well, I saw you guys open for Modest Mouse. I guess it was like 2007 when you first kind of got thrust into the spotlight. And
yeah.
You were just a lot more experimental and progressive back then. So do you feel like you did something more, I don't know if mainstream is the right word, but you're something more connectable, like you said?
I don't know. I think it's like anything else. You kind of learn and you have to evolve in order to stay relevant.
Yeah.
And actually just stay in the picture. You know, when you start off and you're out of your mind and you're just making racket. I mean, that's interesting. But after a while, if that's all you do, then people kind of just tune you out. So you have to stay on, you gotta stay on the radar.
Right. Is it a struggle to do that? Do you find yourself really straining to write and write, you know, to keep up with that?
It's hard. It's just hard to write songs in general. I know it comes easy for a lot of people, but it doesn't necessarily come that easy for me.
No.
So that's always the challenge. And I'm always amazed. Every time a record's done, I'm always kind of flabbergasted. Like, I did that? Whoa.
I read somewhere that you got a little, you got a little burnt out after the last record, and you kind of didn't want to write music anymore. And a lot of the band was like, no, we don't want to contribute. So, I mean, what was the journey between that and getting this thing released?
Well, the last record, I mean, it was wrestling with a lot of those feelings of just wanting to kind of throw in the towel, but then also the counterbalance of everybody quit, so you shouldn't.
Right.
With all of our records, it's trying to find that balance between, you know, dark topics, but also adding a levity in there. And I felt like our last record, the balance wasn't struck so evenly. And so it was kind of a heavy record. And, you know, we didn't want to repeat that again, and we didn't.
No, you didn't. But the actual topic that Head On is about is fairly heavy in itself. You just wouldn't know it listening to the song, right? Isn't it some like German Nazi film or something like that?
No, it's not a little Lenny Riefenstahl propaganda film. No way.
Okay.
The video for it, it's all public domain footage from old horror movies and film noir movies.
So you still keep a little bit of your man integrity, at least.
Hold on to your heart. I'm not thinking hold on to your toothbrush mustache. If anything, that song, you know, it's a song that I couldn't have written in the years that you saw us play with, you know, years ago when you saw us play with Modest Mouse. I kind of had to have the journey to get to a point in myself where a song like that could come out.
Cool. Have you been surprised at where it has popped up? Like, where have you heard it where you've been like, yeah, I can't believe this place is playing it or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I get text messages from friends and then just kids posting on my Facebook or our Twitter. You know, someone sent a video the other day. Actually, we've gotten like 4 videos of people all around the country, like hearing it in Walmarts.
Cool.
Which blows my mind because it's definitely not for sale in Walmart. You know, or someone will text me, your song's playing in Victoria's Secret or Dick's Sporting Goods. And if I had known that was going to be our single, I would have made life a little easier on the band and named the song Hold On To Your Heart and not Head On.
So they could have found it, yeah.
Yeah, so they could have found it. You know, we don't mean to be self-sabotaging, and by no means do I want to be, but I was like, damn, dude.
Okay, again, if you're just joining us, Honus or Ryan Kattner from Man Man on the phone with us this morning. They have a show coming up at the Observatory on February 22nd, and if you've never seen a Man Man show, they do so much ridiculous stuff on stage. It's hard to explain. How big of a role do random percussive elements like pots and pans still play in your shows?
Well, the pots and pans have been banished for the most part.
Too bad.
No, it's okay. There's still a hubcap, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, we use a lot of different instruments. We have marimbas, there's horns, and, you know, we also have the conventional guitars, basses.
It's really funny. If you look at the Wikipedia, it says, like on the first sentence, it says, Man Man uses percussive elements like smashing plates, fireworks, and on occasion, audience members' heads, but citation needed. It's like no one can quite prove that you've used someone's head before for a percussion element.
What kind of citation would they need?
I don't know what they would need. Maybe a quote from you.
Some kid's like, he got splinters in my head from his drumstick.
There you go. Then you just need that quote. Exactly.
We played these New Year's shows, and we were opening for Gogo Bordello. We were at Terminal 5 in New York, and I saw this girl filming, and I flung a stick out. It was playful. You know, I wasn't being malicious. And after the show, one of my bandmates was like, "Oh, that was so crazy when you accidentally threw that stick at that girl." I was like, "No, I threw it directly at her." But I also, someone had thrown a big fake boa constrictor on stage the night before.
Okay.
And we none of us wanted it. So during one song, in which I guess I referenced this mate very briefly, like no one would ever catch it, I threw the song into the audience, but I meant it for, to be like one beautiful arc, but instead it was like a beeline. And it smacked some girl in the head who wasn't paying attention. And this may sound like I'm just trying to take it out on girls, to be honest, and that's totally not. It just happens, man.
Have you found any, what's like the weirdest thing somebody's thrown at you or in your direction or happened on stage?
A fake boob, actually, a falsie. We were playing a show in New York, and it was in our encore, and I looked down, and someone had, I guess a girl had pulled a falsie out of her bra slammed it down on our keyboard. Obviously I'm going to use the thing. So I picked it up and I was playing keys with my right hand with the falsie. And as soon as I touched it, I almost flinched because it was still warm.
God, that's disgusting.
It's pretty gross. I didn't touch my face afterwards.
Well, like we said, we're excited to see all of this unfold in whatever capacity it does at the Observatory on February 22nd. We're giving away tickets on the station a little later on this month, so keep listening for those. And Ryan, thank you for taking some time, man. We're excited to see you out there.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us. And there's no snakes being thrown. I'll keep the sticks in my holster. And if you have falsies, men and women, you're more than welcome to put them on my keyboard.